Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2317, How to Transfer Your Brokerage Account by Jeff Rose of GoodFinancialSense.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How to Transfer Your Brokerage Account by Jeff Rose of GoodFinancialSense.com. Anybody that's tried to change their satellite or cable service knows how much of a pain in the butt it can be. You'll spend at minimum an hour on the phone, and most likely by the end of it, you'll be so disgusted that even a hot shower won't make you feel any better. One of the biggest fears that investors have when starting with a new brokerage firm is what happens if you want to quit or break up with your financial advisor. Are you going to be stuck in the same situation as trying to transfer your satellite service? Or are you going to be hit with a massive amount of surrender fees? Is this something that you worry about? Let's take a look at how it works if you want to transfer your brokerage account. If you're in the process of hiring a new financial advisor or opening an online brokerage account, the first thing you want to do is ask, what happens if I ever want to leave? What type of cost or transfer out charges would I incur? If it's really a concern of yours, I wouldn't accept the explanation verbally. Get it in writing. Make sure you can see exactly how much you would pay if you had to pay anything at all. Many people don't realize how easy it is to actually transfer your brokerage account elsewhere. It's easier than switching banks. It's easier than dropping your cable. It's easier than changing your cell phone provider. Yes, that easy. The beautiful thing about transferring is that you actually don't even have to talk with the institution that you're currently with. Say what? Yes, that's right. You can actually transfer out without ever having to notify them that you're leaving. How beautiful is that? Brokerage account transfer example. Let's say for an example that you have a brokerage account with Edward Jones and you've been with them for 4 years. You now decided that you want to work with XYZ Financial. Instead of contacting Edward Jones and telling them why you're leaving, you would actually go to XYZ Financial. Open the same type of brokerage account that you have opened at Edward Jones, and then sign XYZ Financial's transfer paperwork. XYZ Financial's back office should then contact Edward Jones's back office, and the transfer is all done for you. The reason that this is so simple is that most brokerage firms use an account transfer process called the Automated Customer Account Transfer Service, or ACAT. The rules that govern the ACAT system require firms to complete various pages in the transfer process and in a very specific period of time window. If the transfer is made using the ACAT system, then the transfer should take no more than 6 business days. Here's a brief description of the ACAT process directly from the SEC website. Quote, most account transfers between brokerage firms are made using the Automated Customer Account Transfer Service, or the ACAT system. The National Securities Clearing Corporation operates ACAT, and both the New York Stock Exchange and the National Association of Securities Dealers require their member firms to use ACAT. These rules require firms to complete various stages of the transfer process within a limited period of time. If the transfer is made through ACAT and there are no problems, the transfer should take no more than 6 business days to complete from the time your new firm enters your form into ACAT. End quote. There are situations where the accounts may not be able to utilize the ACAT system. In those cases, you can expect upwards of 2 weeks for the transfer to take place. In the last couple years, I've only encountered a few situations where an account could not be transferred utilizing ACAT. Most likely, you won't run into this situation. Brokerage transfer out fees. What about cost? All brokerage firms are going to charge some type of transfer out fee. That fee can range anywhere from $55 up to $95, at least what I've seen. It may also be more for an IRA. Another potential cost that you may incur is an IRA custodial fee. I know some firms will charge you both for the transfer out fee and a prorated cost of the IRA custodial fee. I know in one case, a client had to pay $115 to transfer out his IRA. Ouch. The only other issue that may come up depends on what type of investments you hold. I've seen some mutual funds that aren't able to be transferred in kind, so they have to be sold at the brokerage firm that you're currently with before the account can transfer. In that case, you would have to contact them to give them instructions to sell what can't be transferred. If you want to avoid the phone, you can always draft a letter with your instructions to liquidate the investments and then transfer the account upon settlement of those funds. Please also note that insurance or annuities are a whole other animal when it comes to transferring. It's pretty simple to change the broker record on annuity accounts, but there also may be surrender charges on the actual policy itself. Be sure to verify with the insurance company before liquidating any annuity contracts. You just listened to the post titled How to Transfer Your Brokerage Account by Jeff Rose of GoodFinancialSense.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I think this was a helpful article for anyone wanting to break up with their financial advisor. But in my experience, sometimes it's not as easy as it sounds. A close friend of mine recently dumped her Northwestern Mutual advisor and wanted her brokerage and Roth IRA transferred to Vanguard so she could self-manage it. She opened her Vanguard accounts and did her best to fill out the correct paperwork, but unfortunately, she filled it out incorrectly. She unknowingly only asked that her cash holdings be transferred, so her investments remained with Northwestern. If you think it sounds weird that she had cash holdings in an investment account, yeah, that's one of the reasons why she dumped her advisor. Anyway, when she called her former advisor, he wasn't keen on helping her figure it out and simply told her that he sees the transfer request in her file and that was that. When she called Vanguard, she unknowingly called the wrong department and she didn't know the right questions to ask. So I got on the phone with her. We got to the right department and we were able to handle it directly with a Vanguard representative who completed the paperwork for her and just required an electronic signature. But what should have taken 1 week ended up taking her 3 months. and we were worried that she was getting past the 60-day window for IRA rollovers, since we didn't know the status of where her money was. The IRS stipulates that you have 60 days from the date you receive a distribution from an IRA to roll it over into another IRA. So if you want to dump your advisor, I'm all about it. Just make sure you really pay attention to the paperwork and request the transfer over the phone so an agent can walk you through the process. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening and being a follower or subscriber of the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.